So you have that new Fantastic Four script for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Great, so one of the main criticisms of the older Fantastic Four movies was that they were kind of silly and campy.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's why this one's not going to be funny at all, or even amusing, for that matter.
Great.
Yeah, and it's going to take itself very, very seriously.
That sounds perfect.
Now, I just want to double check with you. You mentioned that your focus groups found that what people want in superhero movies is
a lot of setup and exposition,
as opposed to action and the characters actually using powers.
Exactly. We actually found that people want a lot less of all that cool stuff.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to be sure.
I mean, unless I read the results backwards. I do that sometimes.
What?
It's just that... doo-doo. Oh my god, did I say doo-doo?
You said doo-doo.
I didn't even realize. I mean, that's why we pay you a bunch of money, right? You're good with the words?
Yeah, I'm good at word stuff.
You are. So tell me about the script.
Yeah, well, like I was saying, it's mostly set up and exposition.
Perfect.
So we start with Reed Richards as a kid.
Oh, going way back. What do we establish there?
Basically that he is smart and has a friend named Ben.
Do we really have to show him as a child to explain that?
Yeah, well, it's an origin story, so... we have to have them as kids.
Do we?
Well, they did it in Batman Begins.
Oh, that's a good movie. Okay, I'm sold.
So when he's a kid, he builds stuff in his garage with technology from the time. So like Nintendo 64s. He has this big old clunky computer like people used back then.
So this takes place in the 90s.
2007.
Oh.
So him and his friend Ben work on an interdimensional travel machine every day for 7 years.
And you're sure we have to show them as kids? Because that's like a whole set of actors we have to hire.
Origin story. Our hands are tied.
Okay.
So anyway, at a high school science fair, they present this device they made that can make objects disappear and reappear.
Wow, people must be amazed.
Literally nobody is, and their teacher fails them.
Why?
He assumes it's magic.
He just fails them without looking into magic further?
Exactly. But a scientist from like a secret organization sees it, and he thinks it's cool.
What's a scientist from a secret organization doing at a high school science fair?
We're not gonna really explain that. He's just there.
Fair enough.
So the scientist and his adopted daughter, Sue, offer Reed a full scholarship to this institute, or maybe it's a school. It's not gonna be really clear. Like, Reed's not gonna study.
What about Ben?
What about Ben?
You said he's been working with Reed every day for 7 years on this device. Doesn't he get a scholarship?
No, well, he's the muscle.
Okay, but working on it for so long, he must have a really intimate understanding of how...
he's the muscle.
Right, but he must have a lot of knowledge.
He's got a lot of muscle.
Okay, so he doesn't go.
No, and then the science guy manipulates his own son Johnny into working at the school too.
He manipulates him.
Yeah, he takes his car away and he's like, if you want your car back, you need to come do science with Papa.
And what's Johnny's deal? Like, why do they need him at the institute? Is he super smart?
We mentioned that he assembled a car.
Haven't a lot of people done that, like as a hobby?
Probably.
So what makes him so special that he gets to work there?
It's mostly nepotism.
Mostly nepotism, okay, that's what I thought.
So anyway, then they all work with a cynical guy named Victor Von Doom on a giant version of the interdimensional travel thing.
What's that process like?
It's gonna be like a really, really long montage with some technical jargon thrown in.
How long are we talking?
Longer than you'd think, and then suddenly out of nowhere it's done and they send a monkey to an alternate dimension.
And it goes wrong?
Nope, goes perfectly fine first try.
Wow, no conflicts.
No, and so then the government's like, let's contact NASA and get some astronauts.
Makes sense.
It does, but the main characters don't agree with that plan.
Why?
Well, they want to go themselves so they can be famous.
That's their reason?
Yeah, so they get drunk and they go.
They go? The government has a new device to travel through dimensions and they don't put any extra security?
Apparently not. Reed even calls Ben to tag along.
Oh, Ben, he's still in this movie?
Now he is. We're gonna leave him out of it for like a really long time.
Interesting.
So then they're in this other dimension and they immediately touch some green stuff and everything explodes and Victor falls into it.
Wow.
Yeah, and Johnny's pod fills up with fire so he gets fire powers, and Ben's pod fills up with rocks so he gets rock powers, and then Reed and Sue get other powers.
Their powers aren't related to how the accident happened?
No, not really.
Okay, so now everybody has powers.
Yeah, and so this is when stuff's gonna start getting really intense, see-
Wait, gotta stop you. How much time are we at?
Like, in terms of runtime?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, an hour and a half?
And what's this next part of the movie about?
Well, it'd be them adapting to their new powers and all the craziness that goes with that.
Okay, I think we're gonna have to cut that out.
Oh, how come?
I feel like it's going on for too long, and also we don't want to have them use their powers too much.
Right, the focus group.
Exactly. So would it be super complicated to modify your script to kind of just jump to the end?
Actually, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Really?
Yeah, I'll cut out about an hour of stuff, and we'll put a title on the screen that says 1 year later.
Great. So how does it end?
Well, they're gonna rebuild the portal thing and bring back Victor.
Oh, he didn't die?
Apparently not. So they bring him to the Institute, and he's like, I don't like it here. Let me go back.
Oh.
And they say no, so he kills all the people.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's crazy powerful now. Like, he pops people's heads open and he busts open walls with his mind.
So they let him go back to the other world?
No, they try to stop him because... I don't know why they stop him, but they try to stop him.
Wow.
Yeah, but he goes back anyway, and by doing so, he creates a black hole.
How does that happen?
I don't know, science. So then the Fantastic Four go to the dimension to fight him.
Why doesn't he just pop their heads like everyone else?
I don't know, he decides to not use those moves on them or something.
That's convenient.
Very convenient. So they take turns punching him and it doesn't really work.
Oh no.
So they regroup and they're like, we need to work together now.
Wow.
And so they kind of take turns punching him and it works now.
And that's it?
Yeah, they punch him into an energy thing and he like disintegrates and then that's it.
Wow. What do you think?
Well, it's a ton of setup paid off by very little action, so according to our focus groups, we got a hit.
And what's awesome is that if we really do have a hit, we'll be able to keep these characters out of Marvel's hands for, like, a really long time.
Fantastic. Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. Let me know what other movies you'd like to see pitch meetings for. If you're watching this on the Screen Rant Facebook page, you can hit that link to jump over to YouTube and subscribe. And you can also go to ScreenRant.com for all the latest movie and TV news. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.